For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, over at the Irish classical Frost Nixon, it was like deja vu all over again.
Yes, it's funny how these things come around cycle by cycle, but certainly a play about the power of television, in part, but also just the nature of truth and what gets to resonate in history as the truth, based on the actual interviews that David Frost, a British television personality slash journalist, did with Richard Nixon in 1977, a few years after his resignation from the presidency.
What I liked was that both men had a whole lot to gain and a whole lot to lose. Frost, his reputation and a lot of his personal finance on the line. And Nixon, of course, wanted to get back in the game.
Yes, we all know how it played out. But it's Adriano Gatto as David Frost and Jack Hunter as Richard Nixon. And then the entourages around them, directed by Brian Cavanaugh, on a beautiful little boxing ring of a set with an American flag motif draped over it, beautifully performed. I'd forgotten I'd seen it in 2007 on Broadway, the London transfer to Broadway, in which Frank Langella played Richard Nixon. And it was very high tech and television screens and so on. This one, much more the focus on the faces of these two men and having them switch positions because it's a circular theater. It's theater in the round. So you have a period of time of seeing one face, then the other face. But it creates the illusion of close-ups and puts the focus very sharply on these men. And I had forgotten the character of the researcher, the man who's written a number of anti-Nixon books, who is very, very knowledgeable.
Jim Reston.
Jim Reston. And it's played by Adam Young. Ellen, that part just emerges so prominently, and you realize in many ways this is the main character. This is the person telling us the story. Very nice performance.
I had sort of a fun moment at that play. One of the ushers asked me, tell me about Torrent Space, the killing of a Chinese bookie. Should I go see it? And this is a sweet older lady.
Right.
And I said, well,
Not Jane Austen. Yeah.
Right. This is not for everybody. Right. And she came right back with, oh, but I love the movies of John Cassavetes. I said, oh my gosh, well then by all means go.
Yeah, we forget that the elderly of today were the beatniks of the 1950s, you know. It's called ageism. And you and I should certainly avoid it.
What do they say? What goes around comes around.
Yeah, it'll catch up with us.
And once again, Anthony, it's one of those weeks where everything is opening on the same night.
Yeah, where it's useful to have a background in algebra just to plan your schedule.
it would also help to have a little bit of background on some of these. Let's start with Buffalo United Artists, The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Pelkey, one-man show starring Jimmy Janowski.
I saw this off-Broadway. It's the story of a town in which a rather flamboyant teenage boy has disappeared. And there is a detective trying to piece together what has happened, where he might be. And you talk to various people in the town, but they're all played by the same man, in this case, Jimmy Janowski, playing all the people in the town, never the boy, but all of these people who have in some way been touched by the life of this boy. And it touches on so many issues about how we value human beings. And I think a lot of people are eager to see Jimmy Janowski in a tour de force performance. For people who may not have seen Jimmy before, Jimmy is the leading actor of BUA and frequently plays the great leading lady roles, all of the roles of Charles Bush. And so we've seen him as Cleopatra. We've seen him as the second Mrs. De Winter and so forth. So this is something showing his virtuosity as an actor.
And also, using that smaller space next to Shea Smith Theater, Second Generation has Angels in America, Part 1, Millennium Approaches.
Yes, another gay-themed play of a different decade, a different era, but this is the great play of its time. Well, I think that Second Generation, trying to flex its muscles a little bit, show us what kind of chops it's got, taking on the big play, Angels in America.
Good for them. And down the road, again, their new digs on Main Street, Between Riverside and Crazy, is being put on by Road Less Traveled Production. And all of these plays have A-list cast members. It's very impressive.
And they are A-list plays.
Anthony, last season my wife and I went up to Niagara University to see their production of The Wolves, all about a women's soccer team. Very dramatic. And we're so excited that they're putting it on over at Buff State as well.
Well, this one's directed by Lorna Hill. Mm-hmm. And it is an opportunity for any theater program to showcase its women. And so come on over, take a look at The Wolves by Sarah Dunlap.
You know, you were talking about that jigsaw puzzle of scheduling, and I still haven't gotten over to the new Phoenix Theater for The Life and Death of King John. So when I get there, what am I in for?
Shakespeare. I think a lot of people don't remember the King John one, and King John was King John was a very bad king. In fact, you know, you see Robin Hood, the bad king. That's John, one of the less popular Shakespeare plays for no good reason. It's a wonderful play. So this will be New Phoenix Theater's take on it, adapted and directed by Lawrence Gregory. So let's see his take on King John.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.